Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Christopher Mulan. He is the founder and editor of the Technical Traders website, which I will post below this interview. Now, Chris, let's start off by following up on a topic we discussed about 2 weeks ago now, and that was the balance between clean energy that continues to outperform and some of the older, let's call them dirtier energy alternatives that have continued to struggle. Now, oil really just seems stuck right around that $40 a barrel level, but you look at clean energy, even solar, clean especially though, it continues to outperform. And even when we were chatting 2 weeks ago, I was asking you, has the run gone on for long enough? It's already up a couple times just in the last few months. But you know what? It seems to still be garnering a lot of attention. What do you think about the potential of clean energy continuing to move?
Yeah, I mean, when you and I talked, I just finished talking about how so many people were piling into TAN. When you look at different broker statements, how many people are piling in, like Robinhood, how many people were moving into it. And I talked about that point. I thought it was a little frothy. It needs a little pause or a pullback. And we had that. I mean, it's been 2 weeks of sideways trading. And here we are today. It's starting to break out to new highs, multi-year highs. And it's just ripping to the upside, up 4%. The other clean, that's the solar TAN ETF. Solar stocks are just on fire. And then there's the clean ETF, which is PBW, which holds a mix of different types of clean energy stocks. It's up 2% today, continues to hold up really well. Even yesterday when the stock market, or the previous day when the market was down, both of these closed positive, strong. They both have bull flags. I mean, they continue to be the crowded trade, but everyone is still moving into them, and they're kind of defying gravity at this point. It's the complete opposite when you look over at the energies like XLE ETF. It's constantly under pressure. You look at the oil service stocks, they're under pressure. Uranium stocks, all the dirty energy, they're definitely out of favor at this point. So I think there's still room to go, but I mean, I think we're going to touch on it in a few minutes here. I think we're coming to an end in this stock market rally for maybe what could be a much deeper correction come COVID and more or less elections and all these things coming to play in the next potentially 10, 15 trading days.
Oh, we're still just slave to those headlines, the COVID and election headlines, although I feel like it's mostly the election headlines that continue to, well, keep markets more or less range-bound. Let's also talk about the U.S. dollar, because the dollar has bounced off of its low back at the tail end of August. It reached a low on the dollar index of 91.75. Dollar's currently right around 93, so it hasn't necessarily been a rip-roaring bounce, but it's been trading in a tighter pattern. The dollar still is kind of a messy chart, but do you think the bottom is for the most part in on the dollar?
I do. I think the dollar put in what looks to be a bottoming formation at the end of July all the way through the beginning of September. And since then, we've seen a nice rally. It's popped up above those all the highs from August, September, above the 50-day moving average. And now it's been flagging down, and it's settling down into support. Overall, it looks like a cup and handle or a bottoming formation, which means higher prices. And you know, I heard on the news today, they're talking about potentially in the next 10 days, COVID could really ramp up as it goes kind of parabolic in terms of the cases each day, just because of how it spreads so quickly. And so that paints like the perfect picture of the last time we saw COVID start to ramp up and hit the media, where it actually got really scared. Everyone got scared. The dollar surged like 12%, like the UUP ETF that mimics the dollar is a way to play that. And it's already put in a bottom. So I have a feeling if this COVID wave starts to ramp up like they've been talking about in the media, I think the dollar is going to be a safe haven play, which means we're going to see people moving out of stocks. We're going to go back into that extreme fear mode. VIX should spike. And it's going to pull a lot of things down. A strong dollar, not good for the precious metals market. Panic selling because of COVID, not good for the precious metals market. Precious metals will drop if we get panic selling and we get margin calls. And you and I talked about this last time I was on, is some of the brokers have already been jacking up their margin requirements, making sure they have more money in their account to back up their positions. So there's worries out here that we could have another big wave of margin calls if this COVID ramps up. And of course, the election's the ultimate wild card. What's going to happen there?
Now, does it all depend on if governments go into more lockdown stage? We have seen more lockdowns in Europe, but it seems like North America, again, we're resisting some of these lockdowns. One of the, I guess, positives to what's going on with COVID is the death rate is decreasing. So maybe that eliminates some of those very strict lockdowns here in North America.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure Trump said back in the day when we were in full-blown pandemic for the first time, he said, we're never going to lock down America again, right? So I don't think people are too worried about the lockdown, but I got a feeling they're going to come in with a ton of strict rules. But people are not, it doesn't seem people are afraid in the U.S. markets about COVID at all. It's not fazing them the slightest little bit until it really ramps up in the media, and it actually becomes more of a reality where numbers are skyrocketing out of control. I think that's when fear will step in. But right now, people are just focused on waiting for this little stimulus plan to come out, if it comes out, and then wait for the election, and then wait for the next mega stimulus plan to get piled on top of there. So, you know, people are not afraid of COVID, it seems, in terms of wanting equities. But I think there's going to be lockdowns, which means businesses are going to suffer, which means the stock market's going to go down because there's going to be less sales. So I think we're about to start another kind of wave two, which is my concern. I wouldn't bet on it yet. Wait till the markets roll over, but just be ready because in the next 5, 10, 20 days, we could have a major market reversal. And everyone who's feeling really good right now, because that's what everyone seems to be feeling, when you're feeling really good in the stock market, it's a time you need to start looking around going, you know, what's going to happen? Because the good times don't last that long. And everybody's in this kind of buy the stock mode, just wait for more stimulus, it'll all be okay. But I got a feeling it's going to get ugly.
Right now, in all fairness, it seems like markets and investors have been kind of complacent and very confident. You look at some of the consumer confidence numbers and they're still relatively high when you consider everything that's going on. So the risk, fine, it's to the downside. Why not clear out of some positions now and start building up cash positions?
Yeah, I totally think you should. I mean, we've got a portion in cash because I think, you know, something could hit the media at any day that could spark a massive sell-off, and we don't need to be 100% invested. Volatility is actually still very high. Even though the VIX seems low in general, the price action, these swings we're getting on a week-to-week basis are really big. And I mean, we saw the NASDAQ fall like 12% in four trading sessions back in more or less September. We saw it rally several percentage points again in the last month, back up near those highs. So this market is really volatile. People don't realize, like, people are just very complacent about the volatility. Just because the VIX is low and prices are kind of continuing to go higher, there's a lot of risk in there that this market can wipe out very quickly. We saw it in June, and a one-day sell-off in the stock market was like 6 or 8% in the Russell 2000. I mean, in one day. So we still have that exact same volatility level in this market now. In one day, you could wipe out months worth of gains. And that's what people don't seem to realize, that there's a ton of risk right now.
Now, does it matter how the election goes? Do you think that'll have any impact on the potential of a market sell-off or the markets even being able to be supported?
It's tough to say. I mean, I'm not huge into the whole political side, but I think there's going to be a big movement of money depending on who gets into different areas. I mean, if Trump gets in, we're probably going to see military, things like those kind of stocks rally. If Biden gets in, we're going to see more stimulus. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how things shake out. But overall, there's still going to be mega stimulus, especially if we have lockdowns or another wave of COVID kind of rip through around the globe, really, and start shutting things down. They're going to have to continue to support all these companies to keep things afloat. So I really think whoever gets in, it's going to be some type of relief, and the markets naturally are going to want to go up because it just, I think there's confidence, maybe not so much confidence, but there's excitement and comfort knowing that they know who's in place for the next several years, right? But I mean, there's, who knows what's going to happen after that if it gets contested. I mean, again, this is just the most wild election, it seems like, that I've ever followed. So it's really tough to say. I think everyone, to me, is banking on stimulus, continued stimulus, not so much betting on who gets in as president.
Yeah, very true. Well, and everybody is expecting some stimulus package to be passed. It seems like we just need to get past that election. So, Chris, I guess it's safe to say that you are worried about another large downside move in these markets, a lot on the back of this COVID wave two, let's call it, in the Northern Hemisphere. Does that mean we should rotate back into some of these COVID stocks, these stocks that did well when everybody was locked down and stuck at home because, well, their users, their subscribers all increased?
Yeah, I mean, you look at some of the companies like Snapchat's coming out with earnings tonight. They've had a good quarter. Netflix, I mean, is forecasted to have some really good numbers again. So obviously, lockdown in Europe alone is good for Netflix, because Netflix globally is really taking off in terms of subscriber base, revenue. So if we go into lockdown, companies like that, people are going to get laid off. What are they going to do? They're going to watch TV. So, I mean, I think there's going to be a good play there. But here's the problem is when the stock market goes down, it's pretty much like the tide. It pulls almost every boat down with it. And they won't be immune to that. They might hold up better, but they will still get pulled down. And that's the problem is when the stock market's under pressure, there generally isn't really, you don't really want to be in stocks. You want to step aside, maybe move to bonds or the US dollar ETF as kind of a safe haven type play. But all boats pretty much go down with the tide. So when the tide is bottoming, when it looks like it's washed out and panic has spiked, the VIX is through the roof, that's when you want to go back into those like Netflix and these COVID type companies, Zoom and all those things, right? That'll be the time, but not really when the pandemic wave two is starting. You want to wait till the risk has been wiped out of the prices. Prices have fallen. Sorry. And then you get back in.
Yep. Very true. Don't try to get too early on something like this if we do see another just massive move like we saw in March, because it's going to pull everything lower and you get some great buying opportunities then. Chris, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time today and sharing at least some of the markets that still have your attention, because I know that these markets, at least right now, can be kind of boring for investors, but it's important to understand some of the risks that are still out there.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for your time, Chris. I'll post a link to that Technical Traders website below.
Hey, thanks, Corey. Take care.